Okay, so B'siyata D'Shmaya, what we're going to do today is where we're up to. So we're switching to Gid Hanasha after finishing last Amud in Kol HaBasar. And we're going to Daf Tzadi Vav and the Sugya of Beria. Okay, to start the Sugya of Beria properly, I think what we're going to do is first we'll read the Gemara on Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, then take a look at an interesting Rashi on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and after that begin going through the Rishonim. Today, the style of Chabura today is I want to try to pound through the Rishonim and notice some subtle differences. I don't feel ready to entirely plummet the depth of all the svaras, but eventually we'll get to that as well. But at least line up the shitas of Rishonim as clearly as we can, and definitely interested in your help as well. So Gemara in Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph tells us the following. Mishnah says, Ha'ofen Negid Anasha, Amar Shmuel Lo Asra Torah Ela She'al HaKaf Bilvad, Shenema Al Kaf HaYorech. So the only Gid Anasha that's Asr is the one that's sitting directly on the hip. Amar Papa Kitanoi, Achlo Ve'en Bo Kizayis Chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Atshek Bo Kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need a kezayis. My time of the Rabbanon. What's the rationale of the Rabbanon? Beria, some of the gears of Bifnei Atzma, Beria Bifnei Atzmahi, that the Beria, according to the Rabbanon, is considered an entity of itself. Rashi explains, Amar Papa Kitanoi, Rashi says, Kinefarsh va'azel the Rabbanon islu de Shmuel, v'Rabbi Yehuda lesle de Shmuel, that the Rabbanon don't hold of the Shita of Shmuel, because when it comes to Shita Shmuel, there we're not going to take into account Beria. So as the Gemara fleshes out, Rabbi Yehuda achil k'siv bei Rabbanan ahi achil d'chi isbe arba v'chamishes zeisim v'ochel chad kezayis mechayiv. Says Rashi, Rabbanan hu lashmi nasa da'afagav de lo achil kulei mechayiv b'kezayis. You don't need you don't have to eat all of it, but you're going to be chayiv with the kezayis. The lo tema lo mechayiv ad achel kulei. Once Rabban hold the din of Beria, then I might think that you're not even chayiv with the kezayis at all. Kamash melon, there are two halachas. One halacha is that you're going to be chayiv for Beria, and the other is that you'll be chayiv for a shear of kezayis. We're not going to relate too much now to the machlokis in regards to whether we accept Beria or not and how it relates to Shita Shmuel, but we're going to focus on the sugya of Beria itself. How does Beria work? How does Beria work? So if we take a look at Rashi on Kuf Beis on the Beis, Rashi's formulation is interesting. The Gemara says that there is a chiyuv for eating Isur at times, even if it's less than a shear. Says Rashi, five lines from the top. And what's Rashi's source? Kidisnan be'eluein alokin. Rashi points immediately to the Gemara in Makos and Yugimel and Aleph. Ba'eichal nimala kolshu. If you eat even the smallest ant, chayiv mishum shi kibriyasa. So Rashi understands the word beria as being kibriyasa, the way it was created. Alma beria asura b'kolshu. So a beria is asur b'kolshu. So what we have is the following halacha. We have the halacha in regards to malchus, that if you eat a kol shehu, then you're chayiv malchus, where you need to explain at the end of the chabura what the svara is. I'm intentionally staying following the Rishonim's formulations and not jumping into the svaras. I want to first see how the Rishonim develop it, and then maybe even in Seder, maybe we'll have time to discuss the svara, but staying in the Rishonim. Once there's a chiyuv of the Yisr malchus, so then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. Alma beria asur b'cholshu. Avalav de nevela lek lechiyuv emishum beria. But in contrast to Aver Minachai, when it comes to nevela, there isn't going to be a chiyuv of beria. Why? And Rashi gives us an important distinction. The kishenivres lo haya ale Hashem nevela. Rashi says, when it was created, it didn't have the shame, the identity of a nevela. So Rashi tells us the following. In order to be called a beria, It has to be what's referred to in the Rishonim as Tchilas Priyaso. It has to be an Iser from the moment in which it was created. From the word Beria itself, the way it was created. Somehow, the way it was created is going to be absolutely important. Says Rashi and the Gemara, both on Kuf Beis and Beis and our Gemara, that we extend the halacha from Malkus. That since we see when it comes to Malkus, it's considered a chiyuv by itself, even if it has less than a kezayis, so too when it comes to Hilchos Taruvos. When it comes to Hilchos Taruvos, there we're going to say that the same applies in regards to bittel, that if it's the size of a beria, so then in such a case, it's not going to be bottle. Now, where did Rashi get this idea from? So Tosos quotes this Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that in Makos, that the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph discusses the following. We're not going to focus on the second half of Tosos too much, so let's just take it out of context. In Tosos, we're going to do the first half of Tosos as well, the Siyata Dishmaya. But Tosos quotes the Gemara in Makos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where it says, "Kame yo'achol min ha-tevel v'yechayiv." How much do you need to eat from Tevel in order to be chayiv? So here we have Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bekolshu, the Chachamim Omrim Kizayis. Rabbi Shimon says, even the smallest amount, you're going to be chayiv. And the Chachamim say, no, you need a Kizayis. The Gemara says, Omer Lem Rabbi Shimon, Yatem Bodim Ba'achol Nimala Kolshu Shechayiv. What about the fact that when it comes to eating an insect, so there, you're going to be chayiv on a Kolshu. So what's the difference between a chita of Tevel, and for that matter, bring it back to our Gemara, and Gid Anasha, that even if it's less than a Kezayis, it's considered a Beria Eschayiv. Amru lo, the Chacham said back, Mipnei Shehi Kibriyasa. The Chacham said back, because that's how it was created. Amr Lahem, Rabbi Shimon said, Afchita Kibriyasa. But a Bria, but when it comes to Chita, it was also created that way. Umasik Bigamar, the Rabbi Shimon Kol Shalamak Safil Kemach. V'Rabbanan, this is a critical line. Brias neshama chashiva. The Rabbanan hold that in order to be considered chashuv, it needs to be brias neshama. Dechita lo chashiva. So that's this idea where Rashi was coming from. That Rashi is saying that you need something that's kishinifres, that it has this identity, and it needs to be created in that particular way. From the beginning, it was created that way. And the Gemara over here adds that, what is that original creation? That is an original creation that has Brias Neshama. It's an original creation that has Brias Neshama. Okay. So that's Rashi's Hagdara from the Gemara in Makos. Now let's take a look at Tosas, the Bar Maskil Maitama Derabbanan. Says Taisis, Ubisoif Pirkin Nami Amrina Kai Gavna, this Yisod is Muskam, Achol Tsipar Torah Bechaye Bekoshu, Bemisasa Bekizais, Achol Tsipar Tamea, Bein Bechaye, Bein Bemisasa Bekoshu, De Ever Menachayv of Tame, Chashivu Beria. So Tosis gives us other examples that are considered a Beria, Ever Menachay, as well as of Tame. And Tosis asks a very famous question. Vim Tomar, Maishna De Ever Menachay, Vof Tame, Vigid Sharetz, Chashivi tvei beria minavelas tahora b'misasa b'kizayis v'lo chashivi beria. Ask Tosis the following question. What's the difference between nevela, that we say it's not considered a beria, in order to be chayiv you need to eat a kizayis, versus comes to Eivar Menachai and Oftame and Git Sheretz. V'chein tevel lo chashiv rabbanan beria. The Gemara that we mentioned just before. That tevel, the chita, is not considered a beria. And Tosis has a fascinating yisod. Tosis' yisod is the following. Tosis says that when it comes to the iser of gid, there the Torah says loisoicha. There it says loisoicha. So then, ki'ilu piresh, Bein gadol ubein katan, dekulu mikri gid va'of, ubelvad shiushlemin. So Taisis has two assumptions in his answer. Number one, we read the first assumption. Taisus says that in order to be considered beria, it needs to have the formulation of lo sochal. It needs to be called lo sochal. In other words, the Torah assert eating that entity, and that entity needs to have a singular identity. It needs to have a singular identity that relates to its wholeness. And Tosafot will explain what that means. Aval nevela chaticha nami mashma nevela. When it comes to a nevela is called nevela whether it's whole or whether it's half. And therefore, when it says lo sochal, so there it could just as well be talking about nevela when it's a small piece, a half a piece. Let me not use the word small. A half a piece, when it's a half a piece. So therefore, the Torah is not singling out when it's a whole. And therefore, when a nevela is a whole, or whether a nevela is a half, in such a case, it's going to be the same chiyuv. V'chein tevel. And the same is going to apply to tevel. Tevel is going to be different, because by tevel, it doesn't say lo sochal. Di'av iksiv al tochal chita shel tevel. If the Torah had said, don't eat the chita shel tevel, so then it would be considered a beria, because it's true that the chita shel tevel could be looked at as a beria, because it was tchilas priyaso. It hasn't changed. However, since the Torah didn't say lo sochal going on the entity of the beria, so then in such a case, then there isn't a halacha of beria. So Tosafot says two qualifications. Number one, you need lo sochal, that the Torah is referring to that particular item as an entity, don't eat it. And how do you know whether it's considered a singular identity that when even it's small, you're still going to be chayiv? That's dependent on whether it has a singular identity as a whole piece. A nevela doesn't have a singular identity as a whole piece. So even there where it says lo sochal, so there the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv only for a kezayis, because there's nothing unique about its whole identity. However, a gid is not going to be called a gid unless it's in its whole state. That's Tosis's yisod. With Tosis's yisod, we take care of even chita shel tevel. Even chita shel tevel is not going to be considered a beria, because chita shel tevel isn't unique. It's not unique in terms of the way it's formulated as lo socha. Now, if you take a look at the Ran, let's take a look at the Ran by us, on Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph. The Ran, based on the Ramban, has a totally different approach. Let's take a look at the Ran. Vehevi Yodea. Delo Mikri Beria Ela Begimel Tnai. The Ran says Beria needs three Tnai. Ha'echad, shehi isura migufa, hasheni shetei brias neshama, hashlishi shetei shleim. The Ran has three tanaim. Number one, he calls isura migufa, and we'll let him explain. We're going to go through the Ran, and we'll compare b'siyata d'shmaya the Ran to Tosis. Says the Ran, isura migufa keitzad, what qualifies as isura migufa? Kigon gira nashu kiyotseva, shu asur mitchilas priyaso. The Ran says this halacha of tchilas priyaso. Where did we see that? We saw that in Rashi. Rashi on Kuf Beis Amud Beis said that beria is what makes beria unique. It's tchilas priyaso that makes it unique. Aval tzipar toro kiyotze ba'ashimu teres, afal pishin esnabla, kivan shedover acher gorm loliyasa la beryu. So the Ran says that when it comes to a bird, that became an avela. There, it wasn't chilas priyasa. Notice, the Ran is not making tosis as chiluk. The Ran is being mechalek between chilas priyasa. What would tosis say about nevela? Tosis says what? Tosis says that nevela is different because nevela had has the same shame from when it's whole to when it's half. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran doesn't say that. And the Ran goes on, V'hainu darminu l'kamam b'pirkin, ochot tzipa Torah b'chaya b'koshu misasa b'kizayis, t'meya b'in b'chay b'in misasa b'koshu, v'hainu taipan t'tzipa Torah, kivan sh'dovar acher garm lo liyasa. What does it mean, dovar acher? Dovar acher means that wasn't slaughtered properly. Lo mikri beria l'schayiv aleha b'koshu. Okay. That is category number one for the Ran. Criteria number one. Tanai Sheni, the second criteria, Dahainu Brias Neshama. Ooh. So that's like Rashi, but Rashi on steroids. Rashi was quoting that Gemara, but the Ran even takes that idea and he takes it further. He says, not only do you focus on Tchilas Priyasa, you take the Gemara's response of the Rabbanon back to Rabbi Shimon, who says that it doesn't have a Neshama. Tosos, by the way, disagrees. And Tosos says that that's not important la'halacha, because Tosos says that was the Rabbanon responding according to Rabbi Shimon al pishi tosa. But the Rabbanon themselves don't have that requirement. T'nai sheni dainu b'riyas neshama. Keisak agon tzipor inami giranosha dainu beis chiyusa. Avlecha de la b'riyas neshama afal pishu ki b'riyas agon chitak yotzeba la beryu. It's not considered a beryu. Then the Ran asks on himself, skipping a line, but what about Chalif? If you're going to say that when it comes to, it needs to be Brias Neshama, so then what are we going to do with Chalif? Why on Chalif are you only Chayiv if it's a Gezayis? Chalif itself is from Tchilas Neshmaso. Chalif itself falls into both of the Ramban's, the Ran's first two categories. Says the Ran, "Umiu chelav lo mikri beri afu yishaberes neshama lefi she'ein kuloi b'makom echad, because it's not entirely in one place. Ve'ena ke'ein beri yashim ukubetzas ke'echad v'zeu tnai sheni." So the Ran says the one exception to a second tnai is chelav, that even though it's connected to brias neshama, it needs to be kuloi b'makom echad. What does he mean? When it comes to Nemala, so there, when it comes to Nemala, there it's B'makom Echad. That becomes the Gzeres HaKasav that we learn from, because we're learning all of Hilchos Bittel and so on, and Hilchos Kezayis, we're learning from the Iser Malkus of Nemala, and Nemala is B'makom Echad, so it's not Domet to the Av. If it's not Domet to the Av, then Mehechi Tesi, that this Gzeres HaKasav is going to apply. Derech Agav, Sarachiyun, that I don't want to discuss in the Chabura, but tell me in Seder what you think. The Ran is actually given four Tanayim, not three. The Ran says that he's going to give three Tanayim, but the Ran really gave a fourth. We discussed the first Tanay of Isura Migufa, that has to be Mitchilas Priyasa. Number two, we discussed Brias Neshama, but then the Ran asked on himself. He said that if it's going to be Brias Neshama, so then what about Chalev? So he created another Tanai. What was the other Tanai? He said, B'makom Echad. So Tzarech Iyun, that the Ran says that there are three Tanai. There are really four Tanai. Okay, you'll tell me in Seder what you think about that question. Yeah, anybody have a quick answer?
You just say that it's the same answer as the third Tanai, so it's Shalai. Meaning it's not B'makom Echad, it's not
Shalai. Ah, okay. So I think the Ramban agrees with you.
The Ramban gives those exact three tonight.
Right. Correct. I think, all right, we'll try to hammer it out. I hope we get to the Ramban. Okay. Continues the Ran. Tanai Shlishi. What's the third tonight? Dahainu Shete Shleima. It has to be Shalem. Kate said, She'ilu Nisraska Mimenu Ever, Ein Torah's Beri Aleha. That we know in Hilchas Nemala that if it's broken up, so then it's not going to be considered a Beri. So the Ran gave three Tanaim. Now notice, what's really fascinating over here is the Ran gave three Tanaim and Tosfos gave one Tanai. And one Tanai for Tosfos seems to take care of everything. And the Ran doesn't give any. In its three, he doesn't mention any of those three. Tosfos is Tanai. So let's crunch. Tosfos says what? Tosfos says that it's dependent on its shame. The berry is dependent on its shame. Dahainu, that if the Torah says lo sochal nimala, the Torah says lo sochal sheretz, so then the Torah is assering the sheretz as an entity. And how do I decide whether it's a singular entity or not? That depends on whether its shame remains when it's cut in half. So if the shame doesn't remain when it's cut in half, so then in such a case, the Torah is assering the entity, whether small or large. But nevela, even where the Torah says lo sochal, there the entity of nevela, its shame is whether it's whole or it's half. Therefore, the chiyuv is going to be kezayis. All of that Tosa says doesn't appear in the Ram. Doesn't appear entirely in the Ram. That's really interesting. Yes, Eitan.
Tosa also has the third tanai of the Ram, which has to be shalom.
Correct. As a secondary tanai. Okay, einachanami. Nachon. I was going the other way, that the Ran doesn't have any of Tosas, doesn't have Tosas' tonight.
I think Tosas is unique in the sense that he has a tonight, but the Ran doesn't. And the Ran doesn't have that tonight, but
right. The one tonight. Right.
There needs to be Shalom.
There needs to be Shalom. Correct. But the one tonight for Tosas that takes care of almost all of the problems, the Ran doesn't have at all. That's my point. Baruch Okay, to see how that develops and then eventually to take ourselves into starting to scratch the surface of the Svaras, let's take a look at the Rajba. I'm intentionally not going to the Ramban, I'm going to the Rajba first. Says the Rajba, V'Vatel Beruba. Now this is the Gemara on Sadi Tesam Abes. The Gemara says, why is that Gid Anasha is not Batal Berov? So the Gemara says, because it's a berry and it's different. So says the Rajba, five lines in, V'kashalach. He starts with a kasha from Zvachim. Hadisnan b'Zvachim, b'perek hataruvas, kol Zvachim shenis arva ben shar niska, filu achas b'ribo yemusu. Uparach ha-Gemara v'lubatel Berov. So you have Kachim that's mixed up, included which is an example of Shara Niskal in that sugya. If you have a Taruvas of Shara Niskal, so halacha is that all of them are Aser. The Gemara asks, but why don't we say Bitul Barov? Umishani Balechayim lo Beteli. Says, because they're Balechayim, we have another rule of Taruvas, Balechayim is not Batal. So the Rishonim asked, Amailo Mishani Lake Yacha Ber Yashani. Why don't we say Ber Yashani? So take a look at what the Rajba does over here. Yesh lo mar she'ein kari bari ela beria ela dover she'asa mitchilas priyasa. So the Rajba answers this question by saying that it's not called a beria since it wasn't tchilas priyasa. Shara Niskol didn't start out mitchilas priyasa in this day. Kigon gid otzipar tmeya. So therefore, it's not going to be called a barrier. It needs to start out mitchilas priyaso. Who said this yisod?
Rashi.
That was Rashi's yisod. That was Rashi's yisod on Kuf Beis on the base. If you take a look at Tosas, I apologize, I forgot to photocopy this. If you take a look at Tosas and Zvachim on Sadi Beis Amid Aleph, so Tosas asks this kasha. Yeah, I'm sorry, not Sadi Beis, Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. Taisus asks this kasha. And what does Taisus say? Dikisha asru akasav asru ben gadol ben katan. Afalgav de les bekezayis el koshu ba'alma. V'chein gira nashe chashav leik beria. Dichi amar rachmana lo yisaychal gid afilu koshu. Tosas repeats the same yisod that he said over here by us. That he says that the Torah, when it assered the entity of a gid, and therefore the entity is assered when it's shalem or when it's koshu. However, when it came to Shara Nisko, continues Tosas, Dehacha, lav mishum evr minachai, ela shelo yishchot ve'yeachal mishum chatos hamesa v'shar niska. The Torah didn't aser it as an entity. And when you shecht it, it becomes a different entity. V'chishachat lei, azel lei iser evr minachai, iser chatos hamesa v'shar niska. So Tosa says, when you shecht the Shar Niskal, the Shar Niskal is no longer that same thing. It's an entirely different thing. So Tosa says, Shar Niskal is going to be different. An easier way to Shar Niskal is actually a little bit more difficult to understand. What's that? Right, but what we're talking about is its identity. Its identity is not dependent on whether it's whole or whether it's a part. So the point is that the Shar Niskal is not dependent on whether it's whole or whether it's a part. In contrast to when it comes to a gid, its identity is only when it's whole. In other words, Tosos on Ayin Beis doesn't give the answer that the Rajba given on by us. Tosas gives his Zayn Yisod. So it seems to me that there's a fundamental issue between, and we're going to see, it already starts with the Ramban, there's a fundamental issue between Tosas and all the other Rishon. And that is whether Rashi's starting point is legitimate. According to Rashi, the Hagdara of Beria is Tchilas Priyasa. That's the Hagdara of Beria. It's Tchilas Priyasa. And therefore, every other case will be analyzed in terms of Tchilas Priyaso. And the immediate answer for Shar Niskal is that Shar Niskal is not Tchilas Priyaso. Tosas, for some reason, doesn't want to start in that direction. And therefore, Tosas comes with an entirely different Hagdara. And that's the Hagdara in terms of its shame. And that's what Tosas says in Zvachim. Oh. So what comes out, Rabosai, is a tremendous nafkamina. Before we get into the svaris, what comes out is a tremendous, tremendous nafkamina within the Rishonim. And that is whether all of the tnaim of the Ran are necessary. Except Rav Eitan pointed out Shalem. Except for Shalem, all of the other tnaim that are given by the Rishonim, according to Tosas, are entirely unnecessary. So for example, take a look. I apologize, I forgot to tell you to bring this. The halachas of Beria appears in Hilchos Taruvos and Simin Kuf. So, how does the Shulchan Aruch formulate what the Hagdara of a Beria is? So, there, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ve'ein lo din Beria, ela im kenu davar shayu bo chiyus, lafuki chita achas. V'chein tzarech she'ei davar sh'asa mitchilasa. V'chein tzarech she'ei davar sh'alein. Shim yichalek ein shmo alav. The Shulchan Aruch combines all of these different criteria. You take a look at the Gra. The Gra points out, in Sifkat and Ches, the Gra points out that, is it Ches? Which Sifkat and? There's another Gra that says that, what's it, Safek. Yeah, Sifkat and Yud Aleph. It could be I wrote Ches, I apologize, but I also meant Ches and Yud Aleph. So he says, the Gra says, Usveka de Rabbanan Lekula. So the Gra is alluding to the fact that all of the Tnayim are going to be necessary because the Din Beria is that it's not Bato. So how many tnoyim do you need in order for Beria not to be batal? Says the Gra, all of them. Throw all of them in. All the tnoyim. So therefore, the Gra gives Tosis's tnoyim. He gives most of the Ran's tnoyim. Why? Because the Gra understood that since Beria is a chumra midrabban, that Beria is not batal. So the Gra says you're going to need all of the tnoyim in order to be machmir. But I want to point out, according to Tosos, no. You have basically one fundamental Tanai, and as Eitan pointed out, a second Tanai as well that needs to be Shalem. But according to Tosos, all you need is that it's Shmuel is going to be loved when it's small, and he's not going with Shitas Rashi altogether. Shitas Rashi Tosas doesn't go with. Why? Because Tosas said Shitas Rashi came, of Tchilas Priyaso, came only within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Certainly, the idea that you need the neshama, that all comes within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So all of that, Tosas end run. Tosas didn't go with all those Shitas. However, if you take a look at the Ramban, so the Ramban over here, he starts out from a totally different place. And that's where the Rajba and the Ran and all the other Rishonim followed from. Where did they follow from? They followed with the starting point of Rashi, on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and that is that the halacha of Beria is entirely dependent on Tchilas Priyaso. In other words, if it's not Dometa and Nimala, then it can't even be called Beria. Tosos is much more independent when it comes to Beria of Bittel. He says that it comes to Beria of Bittel, that's like a Mashal Ba'alma. That's a Mashal Ba'alma by the Nimala. It doesn't need to be Tchilas Priyaso. No, it doesn't need to do Neshama. Those were give and takes between Rabban and Rabbi Shimon in regards to Nemala. But fundamentally, all we're borrowing is just one idea. All we're borrowing is the idea that it has to be the shame of love. That's going to be within Shitas Tosas. So if you take a look at the Ramban starts out in the same direction. He starts out immediately with Shitas Rashi, and he asks, and he gives the teretz of the Rajba. Rajba then goes on and asks on himself. He says five lines from the top on Tuf Kuf Pei Beis in the photocopy. V'kashalach. But then the Rajba asks on himself, Im ken chelev shenesar mitchilas briyaso yechayev b'kol shehu. But what about chelev? Chelev is nesar mitchilas briyaso. So why is it? And it's also, the Ram pointed out, it also has neshama. So why is it that over there we don't give it a din of beria? So here something very interesting happens. Here, the Rajba backs into Tosas. He says, Tireitz Rabbeinu Yitzchak, dekol sheichalek u'shmo alav kegon chelev, deku shalem nikra chelev. So here the Rajba becomes very, very similar to the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. That he says, no, I need to buy into Tosas' Yisod. Even though Tosos already said one Yisod that already answered Chelev and answered the question of Sharaniskol, the Rajba's following B'ikvei HaRamban, who's going with Rashi's approach. That the din of Beria in terms of Bittul is borrowed from the din of Nimala, and therefore Tchilas Priyaso is absolutely critical. And then he starts off and asks, why is it different than Shara Niskal? And he answers with the Yisod of Tchilas Priyaso, but then he gets stuck. He gets stuck when it comes to Chelev. So what does he answer? He goes into Tosas. He backs into Tosas. He says, I accept Tosas as Yisod as well. The Ran, interestingly, is almost identical to the Rajba. But what the Ran does that's different than the Rajba is that the Ran was Mechadesh Anu Yisod. The Ran was Mechadesh that it has to be B'makom Echad. If it's not B'makom Echad, and the Rajba doesn't say that. What the Rajba does is he goes into Tosas. He goes into Tosas as Yisod. So to crunch, let's just summarize what we have over here. We have Tosas that has this overarching Yisod that he invented from Nimala. Rashi doesn't invent anything. Rashi just extends basic ideas from Beria itself. And for that, the Ran says we could build from Rashi that type of a Mahalach where we have three or four Tnayim. Four, we says that the Ran uses the word three, but there seems to be a first glance four Tnayim. While Tosas says a big chiddush, that he says, that's the Yisod of Nimala, about this fascinating idea that whether its name is the same, whether it's half or whole, and that gets rid of almost all problems. The Rajba follows Beikvei Rashi, gets stuck in all of the Ran's Tanayim, but then when he gets to Chelev, he doesn't give the Ran's Teretz Makom Echad. What does he do? He goes and he says that Tosis is Yesod. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch, by the way, actually fits in very, very nicely with the Chedusha Rajva. We're not learning yet in the afternoon, but it will be interesting to check how it fits with the Torah Sabayis of the Rajva, whether Shulchan Aruch is modeled after the Torah Sabayis, but that's not our topic. That's for the afternoon. It's not for now. Okay, so this is the Rajva. Yes?
How does Shulchan Aruch
fit with the Rajva? I'd rather leave it for the afternoon. All I was saying is that he has almost all the Tanaim.
Well, he doesn't have Shem before.
Yes, he does. Oh, I'm sorry. You said Shem before, Shnat Dover Shalem? Correct.
Right.
It's closer to the Ran. Ein Echanami. Yes. Correct. Ein Echanami. Correct. It's closer to the Ran. It's definitely not Tosos. That's for sure. And the Rajva, the last point we made to the Rajva is that he's starting with the same Mahalach and so on. Ein Echanami. Correct. Yes, Binyamin.
Does it have to be that if you want to hold like Rashi
It starts the other way. It's that the Gemara originally seems to be taking Briyaso, and then the Gemara extends Briyaso to even Tchilas Neshama.
Okay, so Tosfos, right, when they say that that's not a real answer,
they're speaking,
that's not necessarily the reason that they don't believe in the idea of Tchilas of Israel. They're not codependent, right?
Nachon. And one would need to discuss the relationship that we haven't discussed. Nachon. Correct. Okay. But Rabosa, I think I have Havana and Pshat. We haven't yet even get to Svaris. There's still a lot in the Svaris. But I have Havana and Pshat, I think, what's going on. Where the Rajva and the Ran parted ways. Now I'm ready to look at the Ramban. Take a look at the Ramban. We pointed out that the Ramban starts with, like, Rashi. Let's take a look at the Ramban. Dulibata, Baruba. Of course, the Rajva and the Ran are Talmidim from the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. So says Ramban, V'libata b'ruba b'er yashani, pirish kol davar shi'isurim yom shenivra. Immediately, he starts with Rashi. And Taisis, you don't have that at all. K'goyim gid v'ayv tamei nikra b'erya. V'loikon b'chol shu. V'u shayim ibali chayim. K'digarsim perak elu ein lo, k'kam yochol min atev li yechayim. V'r b'shim nomer kol shu, v'chom am nechayim. K'zayis, v'am lem r'r b'shim niyat emodim b'chol nama lo kol shu yechayim. V'am leif neishi kibriyasa. V'am lem afri da'achas kibriyasa. Rabban b'riyas neshama chashiva. Pirish b'riyasa. By the way, here, Binyamin, in regards to Binyamin's question, Briya Shaisa by Neshama. So it sounds like it's defining. What is Briyasa? It's Briya Shaisa Neshama. Vafilu Ginami Hare Oisa by Neshama Behem Bechol Vareh. Vavu Bi She'en Ba Achshav Neshama Kigon Sipar Temeya Bemisas Ngon Gikid Zeh. Okay. So that's how the Ramban starts. Then the Ramban asks the Kasha Chelev. Vim Tomar Vale Chelev Amechasa Sakir Vachelev Aklos Betelin Ve'enen Kruya Ber Yelechayev Lehem B'mashu. So the Ramban gives two answers over here. The first answer is very hard to understand. I like to hear in Seder what you think is the Ramban's answer, answer number one. But Ramban is asking why by Chelev don't we say it's a Beria? And he says, Yesh loimar lefi she'enon eiver bifnei atzman. Aval gidin alalu kamo eiver bifnei atzman hein, ho b'shas priyasa nesra havlu kitsipar tmeo. So he says, in order to be called Beria, it needs to be an Eiver Bifnei Atzman, and these Gidim are an Eiver Bifnei Atzman. So he doesn't really explain very much what he means. And then he says, Va'od, Shafilu Begid, Va'inan Shalem, Ubimitsaso Enochayev. V'chalovim alol Mufuzar Mufuradin. So this Teretz is the Ran's Teretz. That's Mufuzar Umafurad. So he's starting out, the Ramban is starting out, very similar like the Ran. And then he quotes Tosfos. Ubitosfos rabbeinu atzarfasim mefurish shekol davar sheshmoy alav ba'odo shalim ukesheino shalim ibeit shemo also kari beria. Those things that have its identity when it's whole, and when it becomes broken apart, it loses its identity. That, he says, that's called a beria. And then he's masbir, as Tosfos goes on. So it would seem to me that the Ran and the Rajva actually had a disagreement about what their great Rebbe meant, their grand Rebbe meant. Notice the Lashon of the Ramban. Ubitalsos mefurash. In Tulsos, it's mefurash. So what's he saying? Is he saying Tulsos is mefurash, that Tulsos says what I just said above? Or is he saying Tulsos has a different shot? Now, the Ramban is vague. If the Ramban was clear, then the Ramban would say, Ubitalsos pirish bederech acheres. Like your father pointed out in the other Ramban, right? The Ramban says, and this one has an entirely different shot. He doesn't say it, use that language over here. Here he says, Ubitalsos Rabbeinu Atzarfasim mefurish. Now, mefurish could actually mean what? Mefurish could mean, it's mefurish what he said above. Oh. So the Ran understood that this teretz of Chelev is an entirely different teretz. The Ran understood that the yisod by Chelev is an entirely different yisod than Tosis' yisod. And therefore, the Ran says that when it comes to Chelev, Chelev is different because it's mefuzar umefurad. It seems that there's another way that one could understand the Ramban. That the Ramban was saying that what I just said above was crunched better by the Bali Tosos. That the Bali Tosos themselves said that what is the definition of something that's called a beria? It is that it, when it's shalem, it has a certain name, and when it's divided apart, it's a different name. That's a way of explaining why Chelev Mefuzar or Mefurad is not a beria. Because Chelev is Mefuzar or Mefurad, it doesn't have a singular identity. What is that singular identity? That's the idea that when it's in one entity, it has one shame, and when it's breaking apart, it's different. Chelev is not that way. Chelev is all spread apart. It doesn't have a singular identity as a whole. It's all spread apart. So that yisod that the Ran says is an entirely different yisod of Tosos, the Rashba comes back to. Something to handle the base manish, whether you agree with my way of reading the Ramban. Okay. You can even comment now. Tov. I'll let you think about it. I think that might be the diyun. And the nafkaminas are profound. Do you go, as Rav Eitan pointed out, that the Shulchan Aruch is entirely like the Ran, doesn't even entertain at all Tosas, doesn't even use the conglomerate, it seems to be that he's right, doesn't even use the conglomerate of the Rajba, or does the Rajba eventually back into Tosas, and he's got a zillion Tanayim, because eventually he even has Tosas's Tanayim. That's two different worlds. Okay. Ad Kan, Iyun Birushayim. Yes, Chan.
The Ramban has questions on this pshat, right?
Right, correct.
So I think the Rashba might disagree with the first kasha about the chita, because if you look from the way Eitan understood his definition of Tosos's Shem Furash, it wasn't in the Torah's definition, it was more what people call it, that's what it seemed like. Meaning in Tosos it seemed to be, in the Torah we call it Ov Tamen. And in the Rashba it was more, it's chita versus flour versus chita, uh-huh. Versus chita. So the Ramban's kasha, according to Rashba, wouldn't.
Wait. So you're saying a lot here. So let me go step by step on what you're saying. You understood that the Rashba is a little bit different than Tosas. So I didn't make that diuk. So let me first be with you on that one thing at a time. So you want to be medayik, and it could be if your more important point was your second point, I'll listen to that. But I just want to just hear what you're saying and comprehend what you're saying in the Rashba. So the Rashba says, Tiritz Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the kol sheichalek v'shmo alav, kigon chelev, the kishu sholim nikra chelev, the chaticha b'ketanem imenu nikra chelev, ein ze kari beria. Avol dover sheibet shmo, kishenech lagzeo nikra beria. And you want to contrast that to Tosos?
No, it's really a contrasting between the Ramban and the Rashba's understanding of Tosos.
Yeah. The Ramban, not the Ramban and the Rashba's
understanding
of Tosos. Okay, so So I just read the Rashba. Now let me read the Ramban. I always osios machkimos. It tells Rabbi Seinu Hatzafasin Mufurish she called over she shmo alav, but odo shalim ukeshe eno shalim ibet shmo. Also kari beria, kigon of tame keshe eno shalim ein kari of tame. I should go on?
Yeah,
it's okay, said there. This is what you want to be Medayin? So the Rashba didn't emphasize that.
So Tosas mentioned that. It's in the Pasuk.
Right.
The Ramban is also going in the Pasuk. The Rashba never mentioned.
Mentions the Pasuk. The Pasuk. Right.
So we made a point when we were learning it that that's also why the Ramban in the next paragraph rejects Tosfos.
Right.
For the reason that Chita in the Gemara in Makos, even when you cut a Chita in half, you know, when you cut, it still has the Shem Teva.
Right.
But the same reason why the Tosos is Docha that Gemara to say it was all L'shita So, because it doesn't work, because according to Shita, Tevel is
in the Lo Socha part.
Yeah,
I think it's one Diuk in the Temshif of the Rashba, where he says, within the Gemara Makos, he says, he understands the Gemara saying, V'ilav t'chita la b'riyas n'shamayi, ha'mi mikr ber, d'afi k'shinikrofa in shmala, mitchila mikr chita v'achshav kemach. Meaning he understands that in Achanami, by chita would be considered a beria, even though the Torah referred to it as tevel. The Ramban
right.
disagree with that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's nothing to do with the way the Torah says it. It has to mm-hmm. do with what do we consider it to be.
Right, right.
In which case...
And, mm-hmm.
So in other words,
basically you're pointing out that you would disagree with the footnote guy over here. Footnote guy said that this is Tosos. Rabbeinu Yitzchak is Tosos.
No, but for sure... If for sure,
no, I, what I mean is that it's not the same sheet, though.
Yeah,
that's
so
what you're saying.
Sure,
right.
It was interesting because he's for sure quoting to us as a chat about the shame first thing.
Right.
But then in his answer about
the
Chita,
I hear.
Tosas is Docha the Gemara and he embraces the Gemara.
I hear. It sounds very interesting. I want to process what you're saying. I hear
if
what
you're saying. If that's true, then that would be why, meaning that would be why the Rashba would explain different than the Ran.
Spell out.
Meaning, we're trying to say that the Rashba and the Ran.
I was trying to say Rashba and the Ran.
Or Mefurash different.
Right.
In Ramban, it could be that the Rashba disagreed with the Ramban's Kasha, in which case he was willing to use Tosos.
Uh huh.
And the Ran said, no, my Rebbe slugged up that I
uh-huh.
can use it, I need to come on to something else.
Uh huh. Interesting. Okay. You're taking.
It's less like.
Right.
Dopak,
I feel. Uh-huh. Well, what's.
In other words,
these two different ways of under. The way I was learning is it was a question of what was the Ramban doing in terms of a Tosas Pirshu. And you're saying it gets back to that Teretz of Chita Achas. Okay? I need to process more about what you're saying. Either way, we all agree that basically what I'm doing is I'm helping you anyhow, giving you another Nafkamina. Right? We're helping each other, either way. Either I'm giving you another Nafkamina. Or it's your shot. Okay. But either way, we definitely agree to crunch, leaving aside the detail, that important detail, to bring everybody back into what we're discussing, what emerges is that according to the Ran, you don't have this din of what it's called, Ushmo love when it's whole. According to the Rashba, you do. The Ramban entertains both possibilities. And then we suggested that it could very well be that the Ran and the Rashba were disagreeing with what the Ramban did with Tosas Pirshu, and Chaim suggested a different shot. Either way, what's clear is the Ran doesn't give Tosas' Hagdara of Shalem. And that's really fascinating. That's really fascinating. And what I wanted to point out in the nuance of this, the Rishonim, is that at the end of the day, the Rashba believes that even the Ramban's going to have to buy into it. But the Ran wants to stay away from it. The Ran doesn't want to go into that area at all. The Ran doesn't want anything to do with that. So what's that Nekudas HaMachlokas? Now we're ready to delve into the world of Svaras in terms of understanding what that Nekudas HaMachlokas is. So in the world of Svara, maybe I'd like to introduce with a very famous raid issue. I think it's famous. My father used to say to me, to give me good mussar, he would say, said when you say the word famous, it's because you know it. You say it's famous. If you didn't know it, you wouldn't say it's famous. So the word famous is a vague word. And that is the following question in regards to brachos. If you take a look in the Simon Ratio, it's the photo, you have the photocopy in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, there is a suffix in Shulchan Aruch about if you ate a olive or a grape that is less than the shir kezayis, it might need a bracha because it's a beria. And if it's a beria, so then in such a case, it needs a bracha by itself. That's Yerushalmi. Taisus on Lama Tess and Brachos is Mesukuk about that. Okay. There are many questions about this Yerushalmi. For example, the Rush Paskins Lahalacha, that when it comes to Beria, it's a Beferish, it's Mashma this way in the Rambam Perek Dal Macholos Asuros. Let me start to say the Shitas Rush and then I'll tell you the Rambam, one thing at a time. The Rush Paskins, that when it comes to Beria, there, even if you ate the grape without its pit, since it's normal not to eat its pit, the halacha would still be, according to Yerushalmi, you get a bracha achrona, even though it doesn't have a shir kezayis. By the way, the Ramah over here quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that disagrees. So it's a machlokas rishonim. Mashmos of the mechaber is that you do get a bracha achrona. So many achronim are bothered. Why is it that when it comes there, when it comes to Beria, there we say, by brachos, you don't need the pit. Yet from the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuras Perek Dalet, it is mashma that whenever you have a beria, you have to eat all of it. It's not enough to eat just the food part. Let's say we had a large grasshopper, right? Let's say we had a medium-sized grasshopper that wasn't a kezayis. And the person ate only the parts of the grasshopper that are the meaty parts, but not the bones. So it's mashma from the Rambam, such a case you wouldn't be chayiv. To be chayiv for beria, you have to eat the whole beria. So the Achronim ask, why is it that according to the Rush, the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv even if you eat less? That's the, you don't eat the atzamos v'gidim. When it comes to machos asuris, there you need to eat the atzamos v'gidim. That's the kasha Achronim ask. Another kasha about how to match up Hilchos Brachos to of beria to Machalos Asuros, there is a shita that holds that the only time we say Beria is on the Shivas Haminim. If it's not the Shivas Haminim, so then in such a case, there's no din of Beria. So the question becomes also, why is it that when it comes to Brachos, why would Shivas Haminim be any different? So these are a bunch of kashas one could ask in the parallel between Hilchos Brachos to Machalos Asuros. Put those questions aside. You could be even disinterested in those questions. And let's come back to our Machlokas Rishon. There is a very important Rashi in Shavuos. Rashi in Shavuos says the following. Rashi in Shavuos on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, and speaking about Beria, describes that the din of Beria is a question of chashivus. That's how Rashi describes it. Rashi says that Beria is defined by chashivus. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, second to last line. The Beria taima maimishum de chashiva. Rashi and Shavuos Chaf Aleph on the Beis defines Beria in terms of its chashivos. We'll leave aside why the sugya over there says it. So that's how Rashi writes. So I saw a beautiful svara from the Sefer Primoshe. You guys should learn the Sefer. It should be familiar with the Sefer. It was very popular when I was in Smicha. I have the photocopy over here after the Shirei Harav. The suggestion if over there in the Primoshe is as follows. Rashi is Lishitasa. Rashi, who looks at Beria as being a function of Tchilas Briyaso, Rashi is understanding that the whole Mechayev of the Isser when it comes to Nemala is all based on Chashivas. It's all based on Chashivas. If it's something that's Mitchilas Briyaso, so then Tchilas Briyaso reflects a certain Chashivas. It's been that way. It was created that way. It's not something that you created. It's a function of Chashivas. You could accept the Svara, or you could reject that Rashi is Lashitaso. You could say Tchilas Briyaso fits into Chashivas. You could argue that it doesn't. But there's room to say that Tchilas Briyaso is an indicator of something called Chashivas. And that would be the correlation between the din of Beria in Taruvas and the din of Beria when it comes to Malkus. Dahainu, that it all flows from one fundamental idea. It all flows from one idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it as a singular identity from the beginning. It was made that way from the beginning. It might even be, according to the Ran, important that as a neshama, that might also be important. In other words, all of that becomes part of this broader din of Chashivas. It becomes part of this broader din of Chashivas. And therefore, the din of Beria that we're extending to from Nemala all extends all the way down to all the details of Bittul Barov. All the way down to the din of Bittul Barov. It's one yesod. The Torah is mechayev you for eating a small nemala because as chashivus, as a small nemala. What gives it chashivus? Tchilas Briyaso. What gives it chashivus? That's not b'makom echad, that's all b'makom echad. All of these dinim, all these tanaim of the Ran are all one halacha. They're all one halacha. And that stems from what Rashi did on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Tesis doesn't seem to be about that. Tesis is interested in the wholeness of it. Not necessarily a question of chashivas. Tesis is interested in terms of its name. The pasuk of Leisaycha, that might get involved with you in terms of the Rashba. But Leisaycha, in terms of its name, what's its name? Is it, when it said Leisaycha, did it say this or did it say that? Oh. So according to Tesis, where it's not lav dafka that the whole thing is a function of the halacha of chashivus. It's not a question of chashivus. And that is what happens is that the din of Beria is that it's looked at as a singular identity. We see that when the Torah was mechayev you, the Torah is mechayev you of lasochal when it's a whole piece, and then it doesn't make a difference whether it's small or whether it's big. So too, when it comes to other halachos, we say it has a singular identity when it's whole. Oh, l'chura, one could suggest that that's going to be the machlokas between Tosos and the Ran. That's going to be the Yisod HaMachlokas. That according to the Ran, Rashi is going with one big Yisod of Chashivas. According to Tosos, you have this Gzeres HaKosuv about Beria, and we borrow that properties from Hilchos Taruvos. But lav dafka do we carry all those things in terms of Chashivas. We're adopting one part of it. One part of that halacha of Chashivas. One part, but lav dafka does that become all of the defining identity of Beria in general in the Din Torah. It doesn't become part of it. And therefore, we're going to borrow one rule, and that is Gadol versus Katan. That Katan's going to still have a significance, even if it's less than a Kezayis, when it comes to Achilas HaIsser. In Kenim Advarim, so let's go back to Hilchos Brachos. It could very well be that this is the Machlokas also between the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rush who says that the Halacha is that when you take the pits out, so then in such a case, it still gets a bracha achrona. He's assuming that you don't need to say that it's all one halacha, going all the way back to Nemala with all of its dinim. No! It's dependent on the Vard of Chashivus. If it's dependent on the Vard of Chashivus, so then a grape, what's more chashuv to you? If I gave you a grape that's whole with a pit or a grape without a pit? So people pay more of grapes without pits, seedless grapes. So of course a grape without a pit is just as chashuv, not more chashuv than a grape with a pit. So he's understanding that the Vard is based on Chashivas. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, no, we're going to take all of the rules. It's not based on Chashivas. Rabbeinu Yonah is going to be a third Mahalach. Rabbeinu Yonah is going to say, we borrow everything. We borrow all the rules. But without being Masber Shittas Rabbeinu Yonah, what we see is that the Rush is working beautifully. The Rush is working within Rashi in terms of Chashivas. If that's so, so then, in such a case, what we say about Shiva Saminim? No, there's a deep, deep svara when it comes to Shiva Saminim. What's the svara of the Shiva Saminim? The svara of the Shiva Saminim is what? The Shiva Saminim is Chashivos. So that's going to be, and this Rav Nissen Kaplan Shlita points out in his Sefer Shalmei Nissan. So that would fit in beautifully. This svara that he says that's based on Chashivos fits in beautifully with the way we're being Masbir according to Shitas Rashi. Tosos is a different world. And Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explained beautifully. What's Tosos' Havana? Tosos' Havana is like this. Tosos' Havana is not a vort in Chashivos, the way Rashi says. Tosos understands that the Chiddush of Beria in our Sugya is an idea that there's an Iser called Atsura. The Rav explained, it's in the booklet if you want to take a look. The Rav Zatzal explained that there are two ways to look at Machalos Atzuras. The Isra of Machalos Atzuras could be to eat the Chomer, or the Isra of Machalos Atzuras could be to eat the Tzura. So Tosas tells us that the Din of Beria is saying that if the Torah asered the Tzura, so then the Tzura is going to be asered, that it's not going to be based on measurement of Kizayis, like an Isra Chomer, but rather, the Isser is going to be the Tzura. The Isser is going to be the Tzura. So you don't borrow all of the halachos from when it comes to Beria of Tchilas Priyasa. Ain't a chanami! Tchilas Priyasa is a din in Chashivos. It is Chashivos. Tchilas Priyasa is a din in Chashivos. It is Chashivos. We could accept that. But at the end of the day, that's not the Mechayiv over here. The Mechayiv is not the Tchilas Priyasa of the Nemala. The Mechayiv of the Nemala is that it has a unique tzura. How do you define whether it has a unique tzura? You define how it has a unique tzura based on the shame, the lo sochal. That's going to define it. If that's so the same is going to apply to gid, hanasha. And yes, when it's something that has a tzura, then it's not batal. Not necessarily because it's the most chashuv thing in the world. It's not because it has the most chashuv thing. It doesn't assimilate, not b'tzad the chashivas per se. In other words, it has less chashivas than something that's mitchilas priyaso. But it doesn't need chilas priyaso. At the end of the day, the tzura itself gives it its singular identity. And that's going to even affect Hilchos Bittul as well. So it turns out that Rav Soloveitchik was mechaving to the Pnei Yoshua, and he says that Shiva Saminim is going to be this idea as well. Shiva Saminim, you could explain in terms of Chashiva. You could explain in terms of Chashivas. That's going to be the other group of Rishonim. That's what the Rav points out. But within Tosos, you could say that the Isser is going to be the Vart of the Tzura. And so that's going to be the fundamental Machlokas. The Ran gets caught in all these details of the Tanaim because the Ran is getting caught up with saying that everything that makes a Nemala unique is going to give it Chashivas. If you're going to focus on everything that makes the Nemala unique for Chashivas, then presumably you have to borrow all of those properties of Chashivas. However, Tesis says, no, you need Tzura. And then Rabbi Tan's point stands as well. Even how they understand the idea of Shalem is going to be different. That's why I didn't make an emphasis on Shalem. And in other words, the Rad understands that the Din of Shalem becomes a question of Chashivas. According to Tesis, it's about Tzura. That's the way to be Masbir. But Rabosai, this was the Gishmak part. We could have started this way in the beginning. This is the cream on the top. The most important was cheshbening the Rishonim and finding out with Chaim and Eitan exactly what the Rajva meant and so on. But at the end of the day, the next step is to say, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So it could be that this is the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Rashi is emphasizing Tchilas Priyoso and Chashivus and so on. It's a Rashi and Shavuos. It doesn't have to go together. But it sounds like he's saying that we look at Nemala as a prototype in terms of defining its Chashivas. So in such a case, the Ran is going to be stuck. Every single one of the Hagdaros are going to be absolutely critical. And when it comes to Chelev, he doesn't get into this Tzura idea. He doesn't hold this Tzura idea at all. So he then says, he creates a new category, Mefuzer Mefurad Bein Amim. That's the din of, that's what's going on in regards to Chelev. But it could be, and I was clued on to this from the pre-Moshe, it could be that when it comes to the Shita of Tosos, is that Tosos is not at all bothered by that idea. And Tosos says, no, all we have to do is a shame. The fascinating question might be, and that's Chaim why I came to the sugya this way as opposed to your way, is that when the Rajba deviates, so what's the Rajba doing? So I started thinking, well, wait a second, when the Ramban introduces Tosos, which is in my mind an entirely different world of Tzura, when he introduces Tosos, maybe he's saying that that's the idea of Chelev as well. It's lacking in that. In that surah, while the Ran didn't understand it that way, the Ran understood that the Ramban wasn't going with Tosas, and he was continuing on with the same idea that you have to borrow all the Tanayim to create the Chashivas. Yes, Binyam.
Can't you say that really the Rav and the Primosha are actually saying opposite ideas? Because I would say that the Chashivas idea is similar to the surah. But the Rav says that Tzura is what Tosos would say. So I don't know if there's something compatible.
I think, okay. I mean, we could argue about that. I think no. I think...
The Chashivas is about Chomer?
No, but there. See, this is the danger of taking a Chakira and putting it into one word. Chashivas is not Chomer. Chashivas is not Chomer. The Rav was contrasting an Isser of Tzura versus Chomer. But it seems to me that Tzura doesn't necessarily have to go with Chashivas. That's what I'm saying. In other words, is the Vart that all we learn from Nemala is we're saying that there needs to be a Tzura? So then in such a case, all I need is one Klal, and that's going to be it. But the moment in which I say that the Din of Beria is teaching me Chashivas, that Beria teaches me Chashivas, then I'm meshubad to all of those rules of the chashivas. In other words, tchilas priyaso, there's no reason that tchilas priyaso that should be critical in terms of tzura. Why should that be important? But if we're talking about chashivas, then there's room to argue that.
So it could be that it's very connected to how they view the answer on Mount Gimel about...
Absolutely.
About the Chaim,
and that's why I pointed out in the beginning that Tosos doesn't go with that answer. Correct. By the way, there was a second where you had to walk out that I pointed out that I think Gufa, the Gemara itself, is saying, when is it called a Beria? When it has its Neshama. When is it called Tchilas Priyaso? What is the similar to Tchilas Priyaso? It's called Neshama. So I addressed for a second that question that you had asked earlier. Yeah. Yes, Eitan.
The Rosh here seems to be learning like Tosos, though.
Correct.
So how can you explain that the Rosh...
The Garim.
Yeah, you know, it's Rosh.
Right.
Is learning like Rashi's dinner.
Nechon. You're 100% right. Rosh over here by us does...
He quotes Rashi, rejects Rashi.
Correct. The Rosh is 100% by us is like Tosos.
Also, how could it... Oh, I just... This is Tam Kasha. If according to Shon, they require Bryas Neshama, how would they ever explain how Beria would apply to food?
You mean in Hilchos Brachos, you mean?
Yeah. If one of the requirements for Beria
right.
is Neshama.
Right. So presumably in a Hanami. That's a very, very, very good question.
So
I thought the Pashtus, we have to look up the Ran in Brachos. But I thought the Ran in Brachos is not gonna go with that Yerushalmi altogether.
So yeah, it would only be Rashi or Tosos, because they're the ones that
correct.
Correct. The other Rishama won't
correct. 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 No, but your last point in the Rush is good. It definitely points out that the Rush is not going to agree with that dialectic. It doesn't make everything else incorrect. But you're right. It shows that the Rush would not be Mekabel dividing it in those ways. Okay. Mirza Hashem, tomorrow we're starting Hilchos Taruvos in the afternoon. And next week, you tell me, I'd like your feedback for Mirza Hashem next week. Chaim, I want